At the March 29th Pocahontas County Solid Waste Authority meeting, it was announced that just a few days earlier, thieves stole the entire gate from the Marlinton Green Box site, forcing the authority to remove the recycling trailers from that site because they cannot protect them from being stolen or vandalized without a gate. It was mentioned that there have been numerous thefts of parts off those trailers over the years, including wheels, tires, and hitches. One member stated at the meeting that no effort has been made to enforce the laws regarding these thefts. This corroborates what one employee told us a while back, that at least some of the people responsible for some of these thefts are known, but no action has been taken to charge them of any of the thefts. It was previously reported late last year that thieves had broken open and damaged the gate at the Caesar Mountain Green Box site and stole one of the recycling trailers, valued at over $5,000. Since that happened, all recycling trailers at that site have been removed since there was no way to lock the damaged gate. Even now, there is no recycling at the Caesar Mountain site since the gate remains unsecured. It was suggested by one member and endorsed by several other members that the Solid Waste Authority remove the recycling trailers from all of the Green Box sites and simply provide a set of recycling trailers at the landfill for use of anyone in the county who wishes to recycle. No decision was made about this because the authority has to get approval from the Department of Environmental Protection's REAP grant authorities in order to do that, but they will discuss this with those people. Regarding the possible purchase of the current landfill, that item had been discussed in closed executive sessions at several regular and special Solid Waste Authority meetings without any decision being reached. It was understood that there had been an offer made by the owner of the landfill and a counteroffer made by the authority. At the March 22nd Solid Waste Authority special meeting, after another lengthy closed session, the members came back into regular session and took action on this. Member Jamie Walker moved that with the changes to the deed discussed with the Solid Waste Authority's attorney, the authority will offer the original price for the purchase of $3,200 per acre for the 42.18-acre property, minus two lease payments totaling $18,000, leaving a total of $116,976 to be paid. A decision is required from the sellers by April 7th. David McLaughlin seconded this motion, and the motion passed 4-1, with David Henderson voting against it. When we learn if this offer is acceptable to the seller, we will inform you. The first item on the agenda for the March 29th regular meeting was a public hearing about the Green Box fees. No members of the public offered any comments, however, members of the public still have 10 days from the date of the meeting to send in written comments. In other matters at the March 29th regular meeting, they approved their financial statement, their purchasing card statement, and the payment of their monthly bills. They agreed to apply for the maximum $25,000 from the Solid Waste Board grant. This will be used to pay for their electricity and telephone expenses. They said that they usually are only awarded about $12,000 to $15,000 for this grant. They were informed by the Podesta company, who samples and inspects their groundwater wells, that they need to replace all four well pumps which are used to collect the samples. They voted to purchase four plastic pumps at a total cost of $824. They ended the meeting by going into an executive session to discuss personnel salaries. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.